Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily lives, in the politics around us, and oh boy, what a week that's been, and in our metaphysics, as well as the practicalities of life. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana, where it is 20 degrees out and 5 inches of snow. And I hope to be joined by my co-hosts, Mark Woltz and Ann Ortley. But it's such a cold night, who knows who will show up. So we have Mars out of bounds in Gemini retrograde this week. And Mars is at 23 degrees. It's starting to back up. It is square Neptune and continues to square Neptune most of this week. Now, Mars out of bounds, when a planet is out of bounds, it is above or below, north or south, of the band of the sky where the sun makes its yearly progress between the winter solstice and the summer solstice. When a planet is way north or south of that, it is out of bounds or it is beyond the rules, and it tends to act out. Now, for instance, Donald Trump has several planets out of bounds in his natal chart, and rules are just an abstract concept. But Mars doesn't always have to be, abstract concept out of bounds doesn't have to necessarily be negative. It is something that we invent and work with. Now, Mars talks about what ticks us off, what excites us, what we're passionate about. Mars in Gemini retrograde, we are talking. And it's war of words, and it's intense communications around the globe. Good meetings, apparently, between Biden and the president of China, where they, diffuse some of recent tensions and see how we can work together instead of fight so much. I wouldn't say it's buddy-buddy, but it seems to be going back, because Mars is retrograde, going back to some interesting conversations. Is there anything you have to go back to? Is there a conversation with someone that you know and love, a conversation that's important to you that you need to uncover and reveal? Is there a manuscript that you put away and need to bring up? All of this is an important part of Mars retrograde. So explore that possibility, explore that concept, and see what you can do to heal the words of the past and the worlds of the past, and bring forward words that need to be brought forward. Watch out for war of the words. When Mars in Gemini starts to escape the velocity from heart, when mind disconnects from emotions or heart, not necessarily emotions because Mars is emotional, that's when that Mars can get in trouble. We are at the last few days of, I think I see Mark Woltz. Mark, is that you? Hello, Mark.
Hello. Hello, Heather.
Hi. We were just talking about
Hi,
Mars.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good. And where are you calling in from, Mark?
New York City.
Wonderful.
Getting ready for cold.
Are you in your new apartment?
Yes.
That's exciting. You're moving. Yes. And how long has it been since you last moved? How long were you living in that last apartment?
Well, actually, only about 10 years.
Only about 10 years.
Because we were elsewhere for a while.
Mm-hmm. But it is feeling like a new start for the two of you in that time.
Yep.
Yeah. We were talking about the fact that the Sun, Mercury, and Venus are still in Scorpio over at the moment. But by the end of the week,
right,
Mercury and Venus go into Sagittarius, and next week the Sun ends up in Sagittarius. And this is such an interesting time of the year, when we go from that broody, resentful, intense, focused, able to concentrate Scorpio time into, the Sagittarius, can't quite concentrate, but we can let go of some of the things that have gripped us in the past. It's a good time for us to start saying, okay, the election is what it is. Now how do we move forward? What's next? What are you seeing, Mark, this week as an important thing for people to be considering? Oh, I hear Anne. Anne, are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
Hi,
darling. I'm running a little late. I just finished with a client. So, yeah, I'm here at the Bright Red Desk in New York. Keep going, Mark.
Yes, Mark, what were you saying about what have you noticed?
Well, I think that the shift from Scorpio to Sagittarius, it's actually going to feel a lot like a celebration.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Talk about that a bit.
Venus is at the front of the gang,
mm-hmm.
and then Mercury, and then the Sun. And Scorpio is such an intense do-or-die kind of energy. You know, things are all or none.
Mm-hmm.
And Sagittarius is much more welcoming and easygoing, party time, you know. So I think it's going to feel like the pressure is off. With
yeah,
whatever issues you're working on.
Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that a lot of people who've had such a hard time this week, I've noticed that so many people, the anxiety around the elections and this intensity, if things go wrong between each other, it's been rather explosive and hard to get people to move past it. And I'm hoping that as Venus and Mercury go into Sagittarius, we really can start looking forward rather than trying to make people pay from the past. Anne, what are you seeing?
Well, I noticed that big old grand trine in water up there that's just flowing and flowing and flowing. And then the output is a kite. You know, it goes out to the Pluto in Cap with Mars out of bounds.
And Jupiter and Neptune in – we were talking about Mars.
Jupiter and Neptune in Pisces.
Trining Venus, Mercury, and the Sun all in Scorpio. Mm-hmm.
And then trining Ceres in Cancer out of bounds and Lilith in Cancer out of bounds.
Is that
it's a grand trine in water. Well, Ceres got promoted to a dwarf planet, so I think if we're counting Pluto, we have to count Ceres.
Yeah.
And and then they all drain out into Pluto.
Mm-hmm. And
so,
what
you know,
are you
we always
seeing
think
that
with
happening?
A closed. Well, we think of it with a closed energy system like a grand trine. You know, the energy goes round and round and round and round. And then when it scoots out into Pluto, it's got a, oh, wow, that's a release, that's a shift, that's a change. So there's a shift and change in the energy in terms of how it appears and shows up. And so that grand trine in water, as the planets all come to try and, you know, the last step they do is trine Jupiter, which is an optimistic planet. So that's helpful. And then to Mark's point, you know, Mercury and Venus shifting into Sag, they're answering to Jupiter and his rulership. So they have a trine to him, and then they go into Sag, which is ruled by him. So I agree with the optimistic and the sense of, okay, things are expanding. The other thing we're having is Neptune, Mars squares Neptune for past two retrograde. We're still going to have one more square, you know, in March timeframe. But
yep.
This is the second of two, so it gives us a different perspective, different set of
right.
a different optimistic outlook.
I'm hoping that Mars square Neptune is helping some people let go of that resentment they've been holding, whether it was around the election or in other places in their life where it's been hard for them to move forward. And they've got all winter to consider that. You know, we've certainly seen the war of the words, but how can they take that and soften that? Mars is also in quincunx the Sun at the moment, and I just noticed that irritation level of just feeling frustrated about not being able to do what people wanted to do this week has been kind of up and running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think the cranky, crabby piece is, you know, it's big, you know, and it's, you know, also the Eris and Mars are in a semi-sextile, so that quincunx is actually a finger of God, you know, coming from the place of irritation. So I think when we see that, we're like, wow, really irritated, aren't you? And the answer is yes. And then you go, okay, you know, how you doing over there? Really irritated. I'm like, all right, you know. But, you know, again, irritation often is a way to change things. You know, think about it when you get a blister and you can feel the shoe rubbing, and you're like, I'm going to get a blister on that foot. And then you move it so it doesn't cause the irritation, you know, which is a way to make it a little easier, kind of, for lack of a better word. So.
And that Mars retrograde out of balance is also retrograding back into a trine with Saturn. And, you know, that's a good combination of helping us take what we want and make it so and fall into place. And that can really help us build new structures. It's, of course, only the second of those three passes. We'll come back, and I think people are going to kind of do a running start at that reorg and then really reorganize it again in the spring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I tell you what, I'm looking
Mars
forward to.
Energy.
Mm-hmm.
We need the Mars energy,
really...
but we also need the retrograde Mars.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm also hearing people going back. I notice I'm low energy right now, but that's because Saturn started in, and I'm getting over my second bout of COVID, and I'm tired of it. But I'm still having kind of little low energy. But I'm so looking forward to Venus getting out of Scorpio. You know, Venus in Scorpio is powerful and intense and a gift in many ways, but it's hard. It's heavy. And I'm looking forward to it moving forward, just moving forward. We've had so much energy been focused on other people's ambitions and on old resentments and old problems. It's been really interesting watching the politics of this, hasn't it? And what have you been seeing? I mean, what a week. You know, and I'm hoping that when Mercury, Venus, and Mars is out of bounds and in that inconjunct, we've seen so many school shootings again and deaths.
Yeah.
You know, it's been really sad and difficult.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, I woke up this morning to the one on Virginia Tech. But I think it also is, you know, everybody's under just, I mean, last week with the election, I couldn't even stay up. I was, like, so anxious I couldn't watch it. I went to bed, brought
I just
a,
didn't.
You know, the new, you know, the new translation that Chris, what's his name, the Colorado blank, Chris Brennan did on the Venus Philanthropies, brought it to bed with me, and I can't even concentrate on this. I just rolled over and went to sleep. So I think recognizing how much, you know, emotional energy there is in the universe, you know, when it's that level of intensity, it's trying to understand, you know, what to do with it. And so, you know, it's hard because people are really feeling it, but then it also, you know, the eruption of it, and of course, you know, eclipses bring out, I don't say the bad in people, but they bring out the crazy in people because the energy is so intense. And this is particularly juicy because of the Uranus on the moon. And I had an interview with a newspaper about, you know, saying I thought because the Roe v. Wade decision happened on March 5th, the leak of it, between the two eclipses, that this election would respect the reaction of people, which it certainly seemed to do when everybody's going on about, you know, the red trickle. And I'm like, hey, you got a lot of women, angry women, you know, so don't underestimate the power of angry women when they're angry. And it felt very interesting to watch the different reactions of how people handled it, for lack of a better word. And I think one of the things we're really seeing is, you know, the little bit of the rejection of the politics of meanness, you know, and the politics of, you know, vengeance, and like, can't we all just work together and get along instead of kind of constantly beating each other up? For what end, you know, kind of thing. So I found it actually very optimistic. It made me feel a lot better about the country and the direction we're heading in. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting that I'm looking at the chart of the USA and its progressions and transits. And, you know, Mars has Pluto has, the USA has Mars at 21 degrees Gemini, so Mars is backing up to conjuncted. And in the natal chart for the USA, Pluto was out of bounds, and Mars was at the bounds, was right on the bounds. So that's,
right.
You know, it's hitting that old issue for how we respond to the people we work with. And Venus, our progressed moon as a country, we're about a year and a half away from a progressed lunar new moon in Pisces, and this progressed moon will be in Pisces in 3 weeks. So we may move into a softer time, for better or worse, when the progressed moon goes into Pisces.
Yeah. Which would be good.
Yeah, let's hope so. Yeah. We're ready for it.
Mm-hmm. It would be nice to have a sweeter, softer time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Although Pisces can be, you know, a 12-foot wave too. We don't want to forget that. You know,
can be
it can be the hurricane.
It can be religious problems again. Also, because Neptune at the moment is directly opposed to our natal Neptune. USA's Neptune is 22 Virgo, and Neptune is 22 Pisces right now. It's going to retrograde back and come back to the third pass of the opposition to Neptune, and that feels like the spiritual polarity that America is going through, because they both square Mars in the USA natal chart and Mars transiting. So it's, you know, we're not done with that conflict.
No. Mm-mm, not at all. Mm-mm. No, but it also is like what, you know, I think part of the energy of the Pluto return is what do we want our country to look like? You know, what kind of vision do we have? And, you know, as someone who certainly pays attention to politics, you know, many people don't. You know, they go, okay, what do I want my election to be? You know, what do I want to, who do I want to vote for? And, you know, And they showed up and voted, you know, and the young people voted, and the women, a lot of 55% of the new registrations were women. So, you know, it's good. I mean, you know, there's a bunch of people that don't vote, you know, just I don't care about that.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so I think it just made me really feel optimistic that, you know, focus on the vision, focus on what we can do as individuals in our own little world to get things to move forward, and that's our job. You know, that's why we're here. Why each of us are here. What's our purpose? What's our purpose in the chorus? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was a woman I went to Roe Camping Counselor Center, and there was this woman wrote who was a songwriter, and she wrote this really beautiful song. We're all voices in the chorus, and it was just a really lovely. It was a lovely song. I should look it up on the internet and see if it's out there. Because it really made you think about, we're all voices, you know, we all have a voice, we're all voices in the chorus, and together, you know, we can really sing in harmony, you know, it doesn't have to be, we can have our different opinions and our different belief systems about stuff, but, and the other part is, you know, we live in a pretty nice country, I mean, relative, you know, having traveled the world, not a lot of, not as many places as some folks I know, but understanding these, you know, we live in a place that is basically very blessed in many, many levels. And I think there's certainly problems, there's certainly things that could be better done. But the level, you know, understanding that as an energy of expansion and an energy of hope. And I think that's part of that's part of it. But I also recognize, you know, we had Obama, the hope and change guy, and then we went into the carnage of the American way, and I'm like, carnage? Why are we carnaging? You know, why do we don't have carnage.
Oh,
what we do with
America,
all the school
like,
shooting.
But
that balancing, you know, and so now it's like, okay, well, enough with the carnage and enough with the, let's go back to, you know, hope and change. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Pluto was right opposed to our USA's Mercury, and we're still dealing with the Pluto conjunction. It set that natal Mercury-Pluto opposition off in the USA's chart, and it was sad.
Right.
But what I saw in the voters, because the vast majority or the good majority of voters under 21 voted blue, is these are kids that grew up under Obama. And that's a very different mindset. And
yes.
the whole demographics of the country is shifting, and I
yes.
feel hopeful about the future. You know, that we have still have a lot to work out, but I feel hopeful about that future.
Yeah, yeah.
Good. What
yeah,
would you say to, you know, in the last few days of Mercury and Venus in Scorpio before it goes into Sagittarius, what would you like to pass on to people?
Take one more look at all of your relationships.
Mm-hmm. Good.
What about the relationships, Mark? Say it again.
Take a good look at them and see which ones need to be fixed and which ones are working well. And if they need to be fixed, make a plan. And then you'll be doing that on Scorpio. But then when these guys go into Sagittarius, you'll have a different feel to it. So you'll be carrying through on what you realized in Scorpio, but you'll be doing it in a Sag way.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Beautiful.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it gives a different perspective to, you know, how do we get there, you know. So.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Totally.
And Scorpio can look more deeply. Sagittarius is not so worried about looking deeply into one thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wonderful. Should we take one caller?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I see if I can get them on. Hello, error code 267-63673. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, guys. Birthday is March 31st, 1990.
Okay.
Time
Hold
is
on.
6:30.
March 31st, 1990, 6:30.
Mm-hmm. P.M. And that's in Birmingham, Alabama.
Alabama. Okay. And what's your question?
Yeah, just a quick question today. So I know you guys have probably noticed Twitter is on fire. all of my...
well, let us chuckle, sorry.
Out. Yeah, everyone is freaking out, my colleagues, my peers. However, yesterday I came across a video on YouTube where an artist was talking about how she thinks YouTube is probably going to be the most important platform for artists moving forward. So it had me thinking... And I looked up YouTube's birth chart, as I do. When I'm
oh,
curious.
You'd have it. And oh, lovely. Thank you. What is
yeah.
YouTube's birth chart?
Oh, one moment here. I know I had it pulled up. Just a second. I'm trying to be lightning fast here. YouTube natal chart. And I was just very surprised by how there's a lot of similarities between YouTube's chart and mine,
uh-huh.
where it also has a Libra rising. So here it is.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
So you got it?
Yeah,
go
ahead.
If you just Google it, it comes up. Okay. So basically, it's got me thinking, since a lot of people
what
are
was it
shit
again?
On Twitter. Oh, I'm sorry.
What was go ahead.
YouTube's creation date is February 14th, 2005. 9:13 p.m. in San Francisco,
where?
California.
Okay.
Now that's fascinating. Thank you.
Yeah, so I just wanted to run this by you guys. I was thinking that since Twitter's kind of going down the drain, I
uh-huh.
thought that maybe it might be a good idea to just start posting on YouTube. I never have. I don't even have, like, an active art YouTube account, but I just wanted to see
uh-huh.
how well that might play out for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, look at that beautiful lineup in the fifth house. YouTube
mm-hmm.
loves the artists. And it has
yeah.
Mars and Capricorn at the base. It is to support everybody's competitive side. Now, Pluto's
right.
going back and forth over the Chiron. That's going to slow it down a bit in squaring the nodes, but it's just past that square. I think it had a tough couple of years here, but looks like it's kind of as Saturn conjuncts that lineup in Aquarius, I think it's going to be really bench-pressing new muscles. I bet you're going to hear of a reorganization and a rebuilding of some of the infrastructure of YouTube.
Yeah. That's exactly what she was talking about. She was saying there's probably going to be like a renaissance with artists on YouTube.
Yeah,
I'm like, huh,
yeah.
That's interesting.
But to do it, they've got to redo some of the wiring inside the system. And what are you seeing?
Well, it has Mars out of bounds, which is a nice out of bounds and cap in the third house. And regarding Twitter, I'm like, you're buying a company that's about communication on a Mercury retrograde when Mercury's in Scorpio and Mars is out of bounds. You're like, you know, it's mutual reception for hell. I mean, clearly the guy doesn't have an astrologer on his staff. Not
no,
that I think he would listen to him anyway. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely a it's got nice aspects to your chart, too, in terms of, you know, the Venus and the Jupiter, your North Node, your Mars, and your Venus on it, in terms of being seen and being noticed. And, of course, it's Uranus. It's Mars is on your Uranus, which is going to be helpful for bringing it your North Node, your Mars on the world point, and your Venus out into the world. So I think it's got nice aspects for your chart, actually. So I would say definitely do stuff on it because it looks really positive from the point of view of your chart. And then, hang on one second. You have Jupiter out of bounds in your chart and your moon in Gemini, which, of course, Mars is on your moon right now. So you're kind of like, I think I should go to YouTube. And I'm like, yeah, I think you should too. So,
I think I should be
Mark,
a lot
what do
of
you see?
Really. Don't be afraid to let yourself be surprised. You often benefit from taking chances. So this could be a good time to do that.
Okay. Because that's just kind of what I'm feeling. Like, I just happened to come across that video, and I'm like, huh, this feels a little faded. I feel like she was talking directly to me, where I'm just like, I never thought about that before. Because right now, Twitter is just, it's chaotic. I don't want to be there much longer, or at least, like, all the time like I used to be. So I'm just looking at other options right now.
Yeah. No, I dumped Twitter when Elon Musk made the comment that he thought that Nancy Pelosi's husband, you know, he retweeted something about, you know, some that somebody had, it was just a fight with his gay lover. And I said, you know, I'm sorry, I'm done with you now. But I was looking at Twitter's website, you know, there January 21st, 2000 at 11:28 a.m. in Wilmington, Delaware is how Astrodienst gives them their sign. And so they're both Aquarius, which you'd expect from big platforms like this.
Right.
Only Twitter has Moon in Leo instead of Moon in Taurus. So it seems more melodramatic and good for the short-term drama, but it in the long run doesn't, you know, it's not as stable and solid over time.
That's what it feels like. It just feels like it's shaky right now.
Yeah. And they have Mars in Pisces versus Mars in Capricorn, you know, in its exaltation. So I think you've got a very good point. And I think we're going to see, you know, many people say, hey, Elon, can you buy out Fox News next? But it's, we have 60 seconds here, so it's got to close up. Good luck on that.
Right.
And everybody else, you know, you can Google those charts and see which platforms work best for you. Great.
Very cool.
So
nice talking to you.
Thank you
all. That's a good
good question.
Go look at YouTube.
You guys take care now. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Take care of everybody. We'll see you all next week. Good luck. This is Heather Owen Robbins saying goodbye from Montana and Mark.
Ann Ortley saying goodbye from the Bright Red Desk.
And Mark Wolf saying goodbye from the Hudson River.
Yay.
Wonderful. Yay. And we'll see you all next week.
Thank you all.
You all take care.
All right.
Okay, and
bye,
enjoy
everybody.
The change to Sagittarius. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.